and therefore he would not be afraid to judge between them. They were growing somewhat weary of the argument by then. So they tossed the apple down to him, and Paris put up his hands and caught it. After it, the three came down, landing before him so lightly that their feet did not bend the mountain grasses, and bade him choose between them, which was the fairest and had the best right to the prize he held in his hand. First Athene, in her gleaming armour, fixed him with sword-grey eyes and promised him supreme wisdom if he would name her. Then Hera, in her royal robes as Queen of Heaven, promised him vast wealth and power and honour if he awarded her the prize. Lastly, Aphrodite drew near, her eyes as blue as deep-sea water, her hair like spun gold wreathed around her head, and smiling honey-sweet, whispered that she would give him a wife as fair as herself if he tossed the apple to her. And Paris forgot the other two with their offers of wisdom and power, forgot also for that moment dark-haired Oenone in the shadowed oak woods, and he gave the golden apple to Aphrodite. Then Athene and Hera were angry with him for refusing them the prize, just as the wedding guests had known that they would be, and both of them were angry with Aphrodite. But Aphrodite was well content, and set about keeping her promise to the herdsman who was a king's son. She put a certain thought into the heads of some of King Priam's men, so that they came cattle raiding at the full of the moon and drove off Paris's big